WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Mother-daughter anti-pipeline tree sitters visit supporters in Harrisonburg. A Rockingham County deputy is cleared of charges after shooting a suspect in Timberville. And health insurance premiums in Virginia could skyrocket next year on the Affordable Care Act exchange. This is the WMRA Daily for Friday, May 11th.
Support for the WMRA Daily is provided by the shops at Stonefield at Route 29 and Hydraulic Road in Charlottesville, featuring a collection of shopping, dining, and entertainment experiences with ample parking. Learn more at shopsatstonefield.com.
A Rockingham County deputy is cleared of charges after shooting a suspect in Timberville. The Daily News Record reports that Commonwealth's attorney Marcia Garst says the deputy used proper force when he shot 27-year-old John William Woods early Monday. Woods was taken to the UVA Medical Center for treatment and was released into custody on Wednesday. The deputy, who has not been identified, is now eligible to return to work. Woods is charged with attempted murder in the shooting of Dale Lee Reed, 47, of Timberville. A mother-daughter team of anti-pipeline protesters met with a group of like-minded activists in Harrisonburg on Thursday. It's part of a tour around the region for the Terrys, as WMRA's Calvin Pinn reports.
Red Terry and daughter Teresa Minor Terry addressed a small group of about 20 supporters at Gray Jay's Provision. Their Bent Mountain property in Roanoke County is directly in the path of the proposed Mountain Valley Pipeline.
This land has been in my husband's family for...
Red points to her daughter, Minor.
This is Generation 7. It's beautiful, virgin mountain, just beautiful property. And I told him, I said, you can't afford this land. It's priceless.
Red and Minor Terry sat in tree stands about a quarter mile apart on their property for 5 weeks to halt construction before coming down when threatened with $1,000 daily fines. The money for those fines would have been paid directly to the Mountain Valley Pipeline. The two have made their way around the state since coming down to share their story and rally awareness about the pipeline's potential dangers as activists are pressuring lawmakers in Richmond to prevent its construction and that of the Atlantic Coast Pipeline.
I need to keep the fight going, and we need to get rid of these pipelines before they destroy everybody's drinking water.
Red and Minor took their message to Waynesboro after visiting Harrisonburg, and then they're on their way back home. For WMRA News, I'm Calvin Penn.
Most health insurance companies are planning to hike premiums in Virginia in the coming year. The Richmond Times-Dispatch reports that most insurers tell state regulators that they plan to increase rates for 2019 for plans offered through the Affordable Care Act's exchange. One plan goes up by nearly 85%. The rates are subject to approval and could be altered in their final form. Final approval by the State Corporation Commission will happen later this summer. A Republican has failed in his lawsuit to get his name on the primary ballot for Senate. The Richmond Times-Dispatch reports that a U.S. district judge says that Ivan Raiklin waited too long for the court to stop the state from printing primary ballots. Raiklin filed a lawsuit May 1st against the Republican Party of Virginia and the Commonwealth. The suit alleged that officials unfairly kept him off the GOP primary ballot, even though he collected the required number of signatures. The judge said Raiklin brought his case after the state law mandated April 28th deadline for printing primary ballots. Meanwhile, voting has already started for the June primaries. Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope reports.
Today is Election Day in Virginia. So is tomorrow, and basically every day up until the June 12th primary. That's because voters can vote absentee, either mailing in ballots or showing up to cast in-person absentee ballots. Now, recent years have seen the number of absentee ballots skyrocket, and Jeremy Mayer at George Mason University says the Obama presidential campaign transformed how absentee data can be used.
So when they were going door to door and they have a likely supporter, they say, we're glad that you're planning to vote. Do you plan to vote absentee, or are you going to vote on the day of the election? And then they would note that down, and then they'd keep track of that supporter, because if it's a supporter and they don't end up voting, that's a lost vote.
And so parties are tracking your vote, and if you cast an early vote, odds are they'll stop calling and knocking on your door. So far, though, Jeff Skelly at UVA Center for Politics says it hasn't really transformed Virginia politics, at least not yet.
There isn't a ton of evidence that this actually increases turnout. There is some evidence that all mail balloting does increase turnout, especially among groups that are less likely to turn out, like younger voters and non-white voters.
Three states hold all elections entirely by mail. Virginia is on the other end of that trend, though, and you'll need to provide an excuse to election officials for not being able to show up on Election Day if you want an absentee ballot. I'm Michael Pope.
And finally today, you can watch a live webcam viewing the lives of 7 bear cubs that were recently rescued in Virginia. The cubs found in Nelson and Franklin counties had been separated from their mothers. The Wildlife Center of Virginia near Waynesboro is caring for them until they can be released next spring. The Cub Cam is available through the center's website. For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicki. Thanks for listening, and enjoy your Friday.